Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Metaverse here on the show, and it's something that I think confuses both of us as just this concept of people residing in these virtual reality worlds. I understand them to an extent, like that video game Second Life or whatever, or The Sims, something along those lines. I understand the entertainment value of something that's like a video game. That doesn't seem to be what's going on here with these metaverses.
I don't know if it's confusing to me. To me, it just seems like a repackaging of virtual reality. It's like, oh, okay, calling it virtual reality hasn't really worked out very well. Let's call it something else and put a bunch of money behind promoting this new thing, and we'll make sure it's clear that it's for more than just playing video games. Now you can have meetings. This is what Facebook has put out there as their first quote-unquote... Oh, I'm sorry, they changed their name. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, has put out there as their first product. I have not interacted with it, but I saw a story about it a few weeks ago, that they now have a metaverse, quote-unquote, which is virtual reality, meeting space.
So
instead of having, you know, your typical Zoom meeting, which... Let's be honest, Zoom sucks, and these online meetings with people just talking into a camera are always just a cluster F in many cases.
Well, sure.
So now you can sit in a virtual boardroom with the people with whom you're meeting, and you can have little avatars.
But that doesn't sound like it would really be an improvement over the Zoom experience. It just, you know, changes the user interface of it.
I don't know if it's an improvement or not. Like I said, I haven't tried it. It is a different idea a little bit, right? Like instead of everybody just having screens and faces, you have a virtual environment in which you can, like, I don't know, raise your hand or something, like your little virtual hand. I don't know. It sounds kind of lame at first blush, but I haven't really, you know, read anybody's opinions about it as far as what do they think. Is it better than your typical Zoom meeting?
I don't know. I looked into getting one of the new Oculus... whatever they're called, Quest 2, I think it was, because it was relatively cheap, like $300 or something like that, but it didn't seem worth it to me. Maybe $50 it would have been worth it, but not for $300. Even at that price, the virtual reality, it just didn't really seem to be there for me.
Okay.
So I skipped out on it. So I can't even test one of these out to see if it's actually...
You could still do it probably like computer screen style.
I suppose,
yeah.
But...
That just wouldn't have the VR aspect.
Yeah, and it seems like the VR aspect is sort of critical to all of this. I mean, as you mentioned, the whole metaverse thing is just the repackaging of VR, saying, oh, but it's for more than just video games now.
Yeah, I guess they would... I'm just going to speculate here that a metaverse advocate would say, well, you'd have to have VR to have the true metaverse experience, but you can still experience the metaverse on a plain flat screen. Because they're going to want people to be in this thing. They're going to want people to spend a lot of time in here. That's why Facebook has literally rebranded itself as Meta. This is what they are now focusing on. And this, you know, buying Oculus many years ago was the first step towards doing that.
So they're doing that, and the latest hot real estate market isn't on the coasts or in Sunbelt cities. It's in the metaverse, where gamers are flocking and digital property sales are setting new records.
Mm.
That's so bizarre to me. A growing number of... Because I played online video games. It's just the idea of like paying real money for like a video game piece of property or something like that, which is all this is. They can call it whatever they want, but this whole metaverse thing is just a video game. Whether they treat it that way or not, whether it has win conditions or not, it's just a video game. The idea of spending real money to acquire stake in a digital property... it doesn't sit right with me. And that's essentially what they're
going
to do.
I'm going to defend this. And I'm a critic of the metaverse as a general, like, because big corporations are behind this thing. Like, all these mega companies in the news are pimping this. So I'm real skeptical about this. But buying digital things in video games goes back for, you know, the last 15 years at least, going back to Second Life when they, and maybe even before that, but I know we talked about Second Life here on Free Talk Live way back in the day. Somebody set up a little Free Talk Live listening lounge, basically.
Wow.
And they had, I think they had the audio stream of the show playing in the lounge, and people could come in and, you know, hang out and have chat with each other while the show was playing, which is pretty cool, you know?
That is pretty cool.
And so people, and the Linden Labs, which made that, and I think it still exists, Second Life. They made Second Life. They introduced the Linden dollar or something like that, or the Lindens or something, and it was tied to the U.S. dollar. So this was pre-crypto. This was, you know, a real basic form of digital currency. But you could buy and sell things inside Second Life with these Linden dollars, and those things could include things like property or some sort of, you know, new avatar or a T-shirt or whatever, you know, to wear on your avatar, that kind of stuff.
See, I get those. It's the actual digital property, like land, that is weird to me, because in a
what's the difference?
Land in a digital world is infinitely creatable.
So they're like t-shirts.
So it's
or whatever, you know, avatars. I mean,
not necessarily. I mean, if you want one specific skin for your character and only the developer has that, you have to pay them to get it. I understand that, but that's actually useful to you in a way, because
you're saying the skin,
see that, and
you're saying you could hire a graphics person to create a skin just for you, and it'd be the one skin that only exists for you, and it's not anywhere else.
Sure. I mean, you could certainly do that, but
that's what you're saying is different between that and the land, is like you could have something unique for your character in the game versus land, which is, you know, somebody hits a button and there's a ton of land to sell?
I don't know that it necessarily has to be unique, right? But your character can only wear one shirt. And if you... I don't know how to phrase what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think you're missing the idea that virtual land in the same way... You're not wrong that somebody somewhere in whatever game we're talking about, and there's a couple of them that are, from what I've seen, there are a couple of them that are like crypto-based. One of them's called Decentraland. And I don't know, there's another one, and I don't recall what that one's called off the top of my head. But somebody made this thing, and somebody decided, or maybe a decentralized autonomous organization, I think, is involved in the crypto ones. They decided, all right, we're going to make this amount of space, and then people can buy the space and put things there. Some of that space is going to be more valuable than others. For instance, the space in which, like, there's, you know, in these virtual lands, there's, like, teleporters, right? You go to the teleporter, and it can take you to these other places. Well, the place right next to the teleporter, just like the spot next to the interstate in real life, is going to be highly valued real estate, right? Because that's where everybody comes out into this virtual land. So you're going to see people paying top Bitcoin or whatever for that particular space, whereas the space that's out in the cow fields, you know, the virtual cow fields, isn't going to be worth as much. So
okay, you make
it's
a good
market
point that although infinitely generatable or whatever the word it would be, not all land in the video game world would be equivalently valued.
Correct.
So
and
you can't just generate a new, you know, nexus for people to travel to and enjoy.
Right. And something like, you know, Vegas, for instance, a good example of a real-life city that came out of nothing, basically, right? Like, it's in the desert. There's no real reason for that city to be there. There certainly were no natural resources besides desert. You know, there's nothing really there.
Not really,
right?
A natural resource.
Yeah.
Is it?
Right.
It's a lack of natural resources.
That's what I'm saying. There was there's no real reason for that to show up there. But somebody said they planted their flag in the ground and they said, we're going to build a city here. And they built one of the biggest, most successful cities on the planet, you know, to date. And it's been an incredible success story. So the same thing could very well happen in these decentralized, crypto-based metaverse properties where somebody's got some cow field or whatever and they turn it into an attraction, right? Like, they make something of that where people want to come there and be there, and then all of a sudden, the property next door to the, you know, the attraction goes up in price. It's interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing how that plays out, whether or not people are actually going to create their own digital Vegases and things like that. like that. I guess it's not as bothersome of an idea buying digital land as it initially seemed to me. It's just foreign to me, I guess.
Yeah. Well, is anybody doing this? Call in. Tell us about it.
603-283-6160.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Especially if you bought some property in one of these digital Metaverses, give us a call, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And we were, you know, continuing the discussion about these during the break, and you mentioned that the two main ones, Sandbox and Decentraland, both of which this article mentions, mm-hmm. also have cryptocurrencies attached to them that are up significantly.
Specifically Ethereum tokens.
Okay. Right.
And they are actually number 40 and number 41 right now on the CoinGecko crypto charts, Sandbox being number 40 and Decentraland being number 41. These are large, you know, crypto tokens with nearly $2 billion in trading volume each in the last 24 hours.
But what we don't know is if these are just investors hoping to make money, hoping that this idea is going to catch on and they're going to have all of these things of value that they can sell at a higher rate, or whether the masses of people out there are actually going to be interested in this. Hmm. And I don't think they are.
Well, I mean, are the masses of people interested in going into VR? Probably not. I mean, the sales numbers, from what I hear on VR, aren't particularly impressive. But that said, Linden Labs and Second Life still exist. So there's people who are still using what is now more than, I think, 15-year-old technology as far as the Second Life. I mean, I presume they haven't updated it since then. Right?
I have to assume they have updated it.
I mean, but, like, you know,
they
made
want
it
money,
to...
and no one's going to pay them money for a game that hasn't been updated in, like, 15 years.
Well, I'll have to check that, because it was initially released in 2003, and, you know, it's...
Wow, almost 20 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they've had updates as far as, like, you know, changing technology to fix bugs or whatever, but do you think they would really update the game to where, oh, now you can't play it if you don't have the right graphics cards? I mean, they would want to keep everybody involved, so maybe they add some options or make it...
I don't know. I've never played. I mean, I know it's
extremely
popular. There's bound to be someone out there who has played it and could let us know.
I played it years ago when whoever it was, some listener, some great listener of ours, created a Free Talk Live listening lounge, as I mentioned before. And, of course, you know, hey, I'll check that out. You make a thing with Free Talk Live. All right, well, let's go in and see what this is like. And it was fine, you know? It's one of those things that there's a lot of people that are into the buildy games, right? So, like, Minecraft, where you build things, right? That's a big gaming category, so this
I mean,
does,
it's not just big. Minecraft is the...
It's huge.
It's the highest-selling game in history.
That's amazing.
The only one that's actually beaten it is Tetris, and Tetris gets off on a technicality because it includes all versions of Tetris as... just Tetris, so like the Game Boy version, the NES version, all of that Tetris Attack, they get included just as Tetris. But if you actually break those down into individual games, Minecraft is number one by hundreds of millions. It is insane how successful Minecraft is.
So the fact that, you know, Second Life still exists, and, I mean, it must be used by enough people to where Linden Labs can still make money, that suggests that there's a list, you know, at the very least a marketplace for these types of games. And the fact that the other ones, even if it is people just speculating that they're going to make money on the decentralized and the sandbox crypto worlds, well,
good Lord. World of Warcraft was released in 2004.
Yeah.
Plenty
it's
of people
going,
still
right?
play that, yeah.
And so, you know, if you bought the Second Life, or no, sorry, not Second Life, if you bought the Sandbox or you bought Decentraland a month ago, you're up quite a bit, actually. You're up, let's see, last 30 days, according to CoinGecko, you are up 347% on Sandbox.
But still, buying the token doesn't necessarily mean that they're interested in the metaverse aspects of it.
That's true.
Expect people to be, which would, in theory, drive up the value of the token.
And that's true. And I, you know, maybe you go into one of these games and there's no one there. You know, and if so, why would people be buying real estate in these games? Because it's one thing to buy the token; it's another thing to buy a plot of quote unquote land.
Well, according to this article, people may or may not be. But investment firms are. So individuals may not be buying property to use, but investment firms are buying it so they can resell it later, presumably.
Yeah. Interesting.
They're doing that in these digital worlds where players simulate real-life pursuits from shopping to attending a concert. And this is where they lose me, right? If there was one of these metaverses, one of these VR worlds that I could go into and, you know, play whatever character I wanted with wizards and dragons and stuff like that, I would be interested in it. But just to go there and go digitally shopping, are you kidding me? I don't like shopping in real life. Why would I do it in a video game? And again, these are ultimately just video games. And if I'm going to attend a concert, I'm going to attend a concert. I've seen one of these live-streamed concerts, right?
Lame.
Because Metallica, they did a remix of the song Disposable Heroes, where they called it an acoustic hard rock version. I don't remember exactly what they called it, but I was curious enough to check it out. And it was just a 7-minute or so long clip of one of these live concerts, and they're terrible.
Yeah.
It's nothing like the real experience whatsoever. Not that I would expect it to be. But, like, I have a decent sound system and stuff, and it's just, it's not there, and it's never going to be the same.
No, of course not. I'm with you completely on that. I'm not interested at all in having the metaverse replace real life. I'm personally not interested in spending any time there. You know, there's nothing that's attractive to me so far, at least in the pitch about this. I mean, but then again, I barely spend any time playing video games these days anyway. There's just too many other things that occupy my time. But I've just got the CoinGecko pulled up for Decentraland, and quick description here. Have you read or watched Ready Player One? Now, I have not, but I've heard about this.
I have. It's pretty good.
It's a movie. It's a book. And isn't there, like, gaming kind of things that happen in Ready Player One? Like, people shooting and
yeah, it's all about
things?
The real world just being, you know, this trashed space where people basically live in 18-wheeler trailers, tractor trailers, or something along those lines. Just these little compartments that are just solid steel, and there's nothing appealing about it. They have, like, a bed, and then they have a VR space, right, where they can put on these special suits and experience the haptic feedback and all of that, and actually maneuver themselves in this video game world that doesn't suck that badly. So because the real world is just absolutely awful, everyone spends more and more time in this digital world.
Sure.
That's not the plot, but it's just...
But there are gaming things that happen in Ready Player One.
Yes.
Right? It's not just people walking around chatting.
Right.
So this said, I mean, they cite Ready Player One here. Then they say, if you have, then you know where we are headed. Decentraland is a decentralized VR, virtual reality world, that is powered by the Ethereum blockchain. In this virtual world, you can purchase land, build it, monetize, and immerse into the applications and content that is built by other users. Now, maybe that suggests that there might be the option to play some sort of a game if someone could somehow build that within this platform. It's not real clear, but, like, why would they cite Ready Player One, which, you know, or are they just saying that the real world's starting to suck, now we want you to join our...
Yeah, I mean, that's not a selling point at all for anyone who paid attention to Ready Player One. I mean, it was... The video game world was good, but it was controlled by this evil tech giant that was trying... I don't remember exactly what they were trying to do. It's been 3 years, I think, since I've seen the movie.
Well, that's the key difference here, is that Decentraland is decentralized, purportedly. So,
until it gets bought out.
But it's different in that way than, say, Linden Labs, which is a centralized corporation. This is run, I think, by a decentralized organization.
But when Meta releases theirs, it may be more popular. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's free time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
A shooting at a high school in Oxford, Michigan on Tuesday has killed 3 students. 6 others, including a teacher, are injured. Officials say they have the 15-year-old shooter in custody. A student told WXYZ he'd heard rumors leading up to the shooting and stayed home.
I hear sirens from my house, from my back door. I hear sirens, police's. fire department, everything. I'm like, oh, this is real. We need to go up there and see.
The victims are a 16-year-old male, a 14-year-old female, and a 17-year-old female. From Chicago, the second day of the Jussie Smollett trial focused on a text in what investigators called an alleged hoax. A Chicago police officer testified that Smollett staged the attack. If you're looking for a real Christmas tree this year, you'll want to budget. Prices are up more than 10%. You're listening to USA Radio News. Tiger Woods discussed golfing after his accident.
Tiger Woods is speaking publicly for the first time since the crash earlier this year that left him seriously injured.
I was in the hospital for only 3 weeks. I was in a hospital bed for 3 months. That in itself is difficult.
The legendary golfer making his remarks while in the Bahamas, Woods saying one of his goals was simply getting outside to feel the sun. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A conservative group is targeting President Joe Biden's judicial nominee to serve on the Southern District Court of New York with a six-figure ad. The ad against Dale Ho is the first TV campaign against a Biden court pick. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said National Guard members who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine will be barred from federally funded drills and training required to maintain their guard status. Guard members will also face loss of pay, according to a memo released Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where, as always, you're invited to join us, weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. And it's a bit beyond our scope to explain to you, you know, what an Ethereum token is and how these things play into these metaverses that people are creating. Mm-hmm. To do that, you have to already know a little bit about cryptocurrency. You have to know a lot about cryptocurrency, really. But if you want to learn about it, because there's no better time than now, Bitcoin.com has that for you. All you have to do is click Getting Started at the top of the page. There are some videos there that you can watch. You can watch as many as you want, dive as deep into it, or just learn the basics, and you can actually get cryptocurrency there now, apparently. That's all at Bitcoin.com, and they have a news site for people who are already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency and want to stay up to date on what's happening in the crypto world. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're talking about the metaverse here, and I'm shocked. The interest reached a new peak on Tuesday when Republic Realm, a firm that develops real estate in the metaverse, said that it paid $4.3 million for land in the world sandbox. $4.5 million for virtual land. That's
a record, or just like, you know, another day in the
It is the biggest sandbox. Virtual real estate sale publicized to date, according to the company, and to data from the website nonfungible.com, which tracks digital land sales.
Interesting.
It is. Investors' interest in virtual real estate got a boost last month after Facebook renamed itself Meta Platforms Incorporated.
Oh, I thought they were just Meta. Interesting. I didn't know that.
I thought they were as well. And said that it would focus on online worlds commonly called the metaverse. I don't like the name the metaverse, right? Because my understanding of the metaverse is our universe and all of the other universes that exist parallel to ours and within each other. Virtual worlds, these, I don't think they qualify for, that's not the metaverse. If anything's the metaverse, this would be the metaverse.
Hmm.
So I don't like the terminology.
It came from some sort of sci-fi author.
Okay.
And people just adopted it.
I would rather just call these digital worlds, but whatever. Republic Realm bought the $4.3 million worth of land from video game company Atari. Wow. So
huh.
I knew they were still around, but I thought they were, like, dying. So
they have been dead as far as being a video game company for many, many years, but somebody bought the logo or whatever. They bought the name essentially years ago. And they've just
had
some weird news headlines, like they're building a hotel, they launched an Atari crypto, or it might just be a token.
The last I heard about Atari was when the Xbox 360 version of Asteroids was released, and it was just absolutely terrible.
Oh, man. How do you screw that one up?
By making the same game from 1979 on Xbox 360 with better graphics and expecting it to be successful. Really, is what they did.
Looks like the Atari token came out just about a year ago. It is a Ethereum token, of course. And it shot up to, over the period of a few months, maybe about half a year, shot up to around 50 cents. It's currently now 15 cents.
Not a good time to... Well, I guess now would be a good time if one was interested in it and acquiring it since it's on sale. And Republic Realms and Atari said they plan to partner on the development of some of the properties. That acquisition broke a record set just last week by a subsidiary of Canadian investment firm Tokens.com Corporation, which said it paid around $2.5 million for land in the World Decentraland's Fashion District.
Ah, see? They've already got different areas, the Fashion District, and God knows what else.
They actually included a picture of what these virtual worlds look like, and it's only slightly better than Minecraft.
Yeah,
I don't see the appeal here. I mean,
I've seen the videos, the images. I've seen it not that impressed either. But they can't have these things being top-tier, AAA-rated video game-quality graphics because it has to appeal to people who can just go on a web browser. And you can't do that with Metal Gear Solid 7 or, you know, Resident Evil 8 or whatever. Like, so you can't have that kind of level of
graphics. But is it realism? Like, the whole point of virtual reality is to take reality and make it virtual? I mean, this looks nothing like reality. It looks closer to Minecraft than anything I've ever seen in real life. And I mean that.
Mm.
It's like, you can tell it's built block by block.
Yes.
Just like Minecraft.
Yeah. But isn't that what people like?
I like that about Minecraft.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would want to play. I think there are VR versions of Minecraft. I don't know that I would want to play them. And I don't know that I would want to play by the rules that Decentraland or whoever has set up saying, oh, no, you can't break that block. You can't build here or whatever. Because in Minecraft, it's my world and I can do what I want.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, there are servers. I actually do run a Minecraft server and other people play there. And very hands-off, obviously. Do whatever you want. Just don't be mean to people. And it works pretty well without all of these, oh no, if you want to build there, you have to, you know, cash at me $250 or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good question, is how did the Decentraland work as far as servers are concerned? Can you spin up your own Decentraland server?
If it's decentralized, you must be able
to. In theory, you would think so, right? And then you have all the land that you can then, in theory, sell out to people if they value being on Aria's server?
Are we about to see decentraland.freetalklive.com?
We can't, because we're not allowed to do that stuff.
Do you have to have the cryptocurrency in order to run one of those servers?
I don't know. That's a great question. These are all questions I don't have the answer to. But if you're into Decentraland or Sandbox, these are the two biggies out there as far as quote-unquote metaverse, crypto-related real estate, then give us a call. Now, think about this. If you own crypto or if you own virtual real estate, you never have to deal with fixing things, right? Like,
oh,
as far
that's
as
true.
Like, the weather isn't going to blow your house over. You don't have to fix, upgrade the roof, unless you want to change it, right? Like, unless you want to change the color. It's not going to, like, rot away or anything like that. So.
Didn't we talk about a Metaverse article that was adding little annoyances like that? Maybe it was at the... the Black Rock Desert thing. What is that that they do?
Burning Man.
Where they were adding, you know, waiting in lines and stuff like that.
Well, that was just
a virtual
stupid
experience. Yeah, but it's no more stupid than, you know, having one of these virtual houses where the pipes just randomly bust, right?
Well, that's not happening.
It might. Someone might come along and be like, hey, this would be brilliant.
This isn't realistic enough. We need things that break.
Well, they didn't need lines for Burning Man.
I don't know.
This guy, Andrew Kegel, says this is like buying land in Manhattan 250 years ago as the city is being built.
Except way more expensive already. I mean, if you're talking about $4 million, I don't think anybody was paying $4 million for properties in Manhattan 200 years ago.
And based on what I'm seeing, that's not because of any sort of market demand for that land at this point.
It must be.
This is how much we expect it to be worth in the future.
That is the market demand. Atari said, we have this property here, it's for sale, and another company came in and said, we'll take that.
Okay, fair point.
I mean, that's the market.
These virtual worlds, often created by video game developers, include cities where a user's avatar can stroll and shops where they can buy a new winter coat or a painting to hang on the walls of their virtual home.
Mm-hmm.
These digital worlds feature apartments or lounges where users can hang out with avatars of their real-life friends. Participants pay in cryptocurrencies to gamble in virtual casinos or to indulge in more extravagant pursuits such as virtual yachts.
Okay. People love gambling, so that's an attraction for a lot of people, right?
I'm curious, though, is spending money the only way to actually do anything in these virtual worlds?
You can just log in and walk around.
Oh, but you
that
mean
doesn't
like do,
sound very fun. You mean like do something more than walk around?
Yeah.
Well, you could chat in theory, right? Like, so your friend has bought a property and they're going to throw a virtual party and they invite you to their property and you can go and hang out.
That sounds absolutely horrible.
It does. But, you know, this isn't targeted towards people who want to meet in real life.
Real estate investors are looking to sell homes that are close to users' friends and virtual attractions. They're developing retail spaces, which they hope to lease to virtual retailers for rent priced in hard currency or cryptocurrency. Ownership of land is recorded through non-fungible tokens. Property sales are usually done in crypto, unique to each metaverse. There's a little bit more about this that I want to get into. What are your thoughts? To me, it sounds crazy. I'm not interested. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in on Metaverse, or change the subject entirely. Talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And we had some video issues earlier, but good news for our viewers on Odyssey. The Odyssey stream was working just fine. If you want to follow us there, it's video.freetalklive.com. In the long term, it's the only video platform that is really going to always have the Free Talk Live feed, because these other ones are constantly kicking us off and deplatforming us. Like, we can't be on YouTube right now, I think, by their terms they won't allow us to stream. But even once we can stream again, it would be unnecessarily risky to resume it, because we'd be one strike away from having the entire video archive there just deleted.
Well, I think that strike expires in December, sometime this month, December.
So we don't have to deal with that at Odyssey. That's video.freetalklive.com. If you're not already following us there, it's the best place to watch us, because, like I said, we're always going to be there. You don't have to worry about whether we're there from one day to the next. It's always there, and it was the only stream that was working for the first half hour of tonight's show. That's video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Sam calling from Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just wondering if the NH Exit had gotten a bill number yet.
Oh, that's a darn
good
question.
I don't know the answer to that. Ian is going to look that up real quickly.
Yeah.
I feel like we would have heard if it had, because it would be much more easy for the media to reference and bring attention to. But there's a lot of...
Yeah, I just thought it might have gotten one, because I thought when you were, if I remember correctly, Aria, you were reading through, like, a list of the upcoming bills.
Yeah.
And I feel like you had a number.
No, it didn't as of last week. I've been checking every week. It still does not. I just pulled up the list of what they call LSRs in New Hampshire, and it has not been assigned one yet.
What does EACR stand for?
Concurrent Amendment, Constitutional Amendment, Concurrent Resolution. That's what it stands for.
To be clear, they do have LSR numbers, but the LSR number is not the same as the bill number, and it was
correct.
The LSR number that I was giving during that particular episode.
Yeah, that is a way to reference the thing, but it's not permanent, because it's going to have an actual bill number given to it, and it will end up being CACR some number. So probably 1
so
through 12.
So that number that you gave is going to change so quickly it doesn't even matter.
Well, it hasn't been quick, but it will change at some point, probably within the next 4 weeks would be my guess.
And who knows why they do it this way? I certainly don't. It sounds
stupid
silly.
Stupid government bureaucracy.
Yeah, I mean, it's been...
But I'm saying 4 weeks for government is pretty quick.
No, it's been waiting for now 2 months, so we're talking about...
Has it been that long? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they put it in early September.
Yeah,
so
by the end of that 4 weeks, it'll have been 3 months that it took them to simply... write down a 4-digit number or a 5-digit number and attach it to this bill.
Well, in theory, what's going on here is the legislative services group or bureaucracy or whatever in the State House is a group of attorneys, as I understand it, that reviews all of the bills that the state representatives and senators put forward. And
even the stupid bill about how to properly remove, you know, logs from rivers or whatever.
Right. They take the...
Oh, that's right. That was one of the ones on there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there is a large number of stupid ones.
Sure. Well, there's 800-plus pieces of legislation, so, you know, you're going to get what you're going to get with over 400 representatives and 24 senators. You've got a lot of legislation to go through. So they do have a large task on their hands, and what they do is they take the proposed legislation, the wording from the people who submitted them, and they review it and they like put it in the correct format,
make sure it's legally sound and all that.
I don't know if they make changes or if they suggest changes or what, but there's some level of, you know,
if I remember correctly,
oversight.
From what Mike said, that's Mike Sylvia, the lead sponsor of the constitutional amendment to declare independence from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They make changes to it and then send it back, and
he approves.
And you either approve or disapprove of the changes they make. I don't remember what happens if you disapprove the changes, and
I don't know
if we ever actually went over that. But thankfully, they didn't seem to make any changes to the constitutional amendment.
Yeah, I don't think they have
proposed.
Yeah.
So the bill we get should be the bill that, you know, they actually put forward. Thank you for the call tonight, Sam. I mean, as soon as it happens, Free Talk Live will probably be the first media outlet to cover it.
I expect so.
But we're not watching it closely, so we may not be the first ones to catch it. Who knows? At any rate, you will know about it as soon as we know about it, and I look forward to it because that's going to make it a lot easier to talk about. Bill number whatever. But we're talking about the metaverse tonight, where people are seceding from reality, it seems, and joining these things like... I've already forgotten their names. Sandbox and...
Decentraland.
As in the physical world, zoning rules limit what and where a company can build in the metaverse. And in theory, at least, too much development could lead to a market glut. I don't know what that means. But unlike in the real world...
Too much supply.
Metaverse buildings can defy the laws of physics by appearing to hover above the ground. Oh, golly gee, how unusual. Right. I can't believe they would even bother writing that sentence. And then we charge rent, just like a regular landlord, Ms. Yorio said. The company employs an asset manager to deal with tenants' complaints and change requests. Its developments include a mall, which it leases to retailers selling fashion for avatars, and a master planned community of around 100 villas on private islands that it sold to individuals.
Amazing.
Tokens.com, which is publicly traded, is currently developing an 18-story skyscraper in Decentraland that it hopes to lease to lawyers or cryptocurrency exchanges,
lawyers,
which can use the building for events or advertising.
Are they going to have courts, too, in Decentraland for disputes?
They're bound to eventually, right? Some sort of government will develop on these things, and it will have rules and... probably some ability.
I'm getting less and less interested the more I hear about it.
Well, if the idea behind Decentraland is what I'm picturing is like a bunch of, you know, a bunch of the social one. I always forget what it's called.
Mastodon.
Yeah, a bunch of Mastodon servers that, you know, individuals can create and control how they want. And maybe some of these will have authoritarian-type systems where if you don't follow the rules that this person has laid down for the server, they just ban you for life or whatever. So they exercise that authoritarian power over you, where others would be more libertarians. Like, hey, yeah, we don't really care. But how could they all work together and still have a single Decentraland where this land could be worth millions of dollars, right? You're buying land in all of Decentraland and not on decentraland.freetalklive.com or whatever.
Well, we don't know how this works exactly at this point, so I don't want to speculate further.
I'm having a hard time imagining how this could possibly be decentralized.
Well, it is run by a decentralized autonomous organization, so that alone makes it unusual as far as...
Decentralized. It's run by an actual organization.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure where the servers are, how that works, if you can run your own server. But it's sounding, you know, like the decentralized organization is making decisions about that, I presume. Again, not being involved in it, don't know 100%. But if you're involved, would love to hear about it.
It does sound like Decentraland isn't going to actually be decentralized, which makes more sense to me as a concept, although I wouldn't necessarily want to participate in it. The idea of a bunch of decentralized virtual realities, I find a little bit more appealing than one run by a decentralized autonomous organization, whatever that means. So this company, Tokens.com, is looking to develop properties on the land that it bought in Decentraland's Fashion District, which it wants to rent out to fashion companies as event and retail space. We could create something that's the equivalent of a Rodeo Drive or Fifth Avenue, said the CEO. I don't think it's going to be as big as they're expecting it to be. To me, this whole thing feels a lot like NFTs. It's just...
Well, they're selling NFTs in Decentraland. You can walk around and buy them.
Yes, but the bubble is still going, is my feeling on NFTs and, you know, these virtual reality worlds. I think it's going to pop, and I suspect that this company, Tokens.com, or whoever it was that bought the $4.3 million worth of digital land, is going to find that that land is absolutely worthless. Because for it to have value, you're going to have users who are interested in going to this world and shopping at these retail stores. And I just don't think it's going to reach that point. Not to justify a $4.3 million land sale. I think they're banking too much on the possibility that this is going to become mainstream, that Facebook or Meta Platforms Incorporated is going to push this so heavily and so intently, and the media is going to cooperate, that eventually all the people in the United States or the Western world will be like, oh, I just got to get in on this. It sounds so wonderful, but it doesn't.
So Decentraland is run on nodes. So there are multiple computers hosting Decentraland, which means it can't be shut down. And it's organized through a decentralized autonomous organization. So I don't know, but I think those nodes are hosting the same plot of land. I don't think that they have different ones.
603-283-6160. If you know more about this, give us a call and clear the air.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.